If you have a Symbian Series 60 or Series 80 mobile telephone and you're interested in trying the new public beta of Talks, then you can snag it from the audiolife.de FTP site. That's ftp.audiolife.de. And you need to make sure that you get the right version for your product. Now, there are three distinct versions available of Talks now. There is the older Series 80 version, which is suitable for use on the 9200 series. Also, there is the Series 60 version, which you would use on devices like the Nokia 3650, the Nokia 6600, Nokia 7610, I think. So that's the Series 60 version, and then also the newer Series 80 version, which you would use on the new communicator range, the Nokia 9500 and the Nokia 9300. So you need to make sure that you've got the right version for your particular device. How you go about installing Talks will very much depend on which device you have. On the older products, it was possible to install Talks using a Bluetooth connection. So you would run the installer from your PC and the software would be transferred wirelessly using Bluetooth to the device and installed, and your Windows screen reader would help you get through the installer. However, my understanding is that with newer devices, devices which have a POP port, and this is a hardwire connection, usually at the bottom of the phone, the software has changed in the device itself, so that you have to transfer the application to the phone and then run the installer from the handset, which would require you having to make several key presses throughout the installer. And obviously, if you've got no speech at that point, then you're going to need some sighted assistance. I have the Nokia 6600, which is a Series 60 device, and I have the Bluetooth switched on, and I have it paired with my laptop. And so I ran the Talks installer that's appropriate for my device from the laptop and installed the most recent beta over my existing version of Talks. And I should say, if you're installing over an older version of Talks, then you need to switch Talks off first, and you also need to make sure that you install the Eloquence text-to-speech engine before you install Talks. So you install the Scansoft TTS and then you install the Talks software itself, and then once you've done that, Talks will come up speaking. When I installed the new beta, I was very surprised that as soon as the software was installed, Talks came up speaking. It told me which line I was on. It told me that I was on line 2. It also told me that I had my Bluetooth switched on, so and switched it off to save my battery. It also told me that I had some voicemail messages waiting on line 1, and that I had a text message as well, I think. The software is installed on the handset. I have the Nokia 6600 in my hand. For those that haven't seen this particular phone, it's, I don't know, probably couple of inches across by, I don't know, maybe 5 inches long. You could probably get the exact dimensions from the Nokia website, and it's, you know, I think it's fairly chunky for a mobile phone, but it still fits quite nicely into my pocket, so that's not a problem. And so let's bring up Talks and explore some of the functionality in this new beta and some of the new features. So let's see where we are. Okay, my phone, I have things configured here so that the handset locks after a minute. So I need to press the soft key 1, which is located to the left of the joystick, just below the screen.
Unlock.
And I'm being prompted for my lock code, which I've typed in.
Code accepted. Orange, 23,005.
Okay, you heard there, code accepted, and that was followed by orange, which is the name of my network provider, and then 28. 3/2005. So that's Tuesday, TU Tuesday, 2/8 being the date, and 3 being the month, and then 2005, of course, being the year. I would imagine that on American mobile phones, that the date will appear in the US format with the month preceding the day of the month. The two main features for the new beta, I guess, really are the support for web, and also the support for the new communicator devices, the 9500 and the 9300. I don't have access to those devices, but I do have access to web and WAP, which I believe stands for Wireless Application Protocol, and that's really a kind of a stripped down version of the web, designed for mobile devices, and so that the pages are quite small and that they download very quickly, because usually when you're using a mobile device, you're in a situation where you have fairly limited bandwidth. And you can get to the web browser, certainly on this handset and on many others, by holding down the zero key. So I'm going to do that in a moment. I should say that, how you access WAP or web, how you get online, will depend very much on your operator. You may have GPRS, which is General Packet Radio Service, and certainly my network in the UK, Orange, has that service available, and I can get transfer speeds of about 40k, so it's comparable to kbps, I should say. It's comparable to a classic dial-up modem situation in terms of the time it takes me to transfer things and to get my email, etc. And you need to set up what's called an access point in your phone, and your network operator should be able, or your dealer even, should be able to assist you with getting that up and running. If you don't have access to GPRS, then you may be able to access online services using a dial-up connection, a mobile dial-up connection. Typically, such connections only operate at about 9,600 BPS. Okay, we are going to go online. I'm going to hold down the zero key. Okay. Let's see what happens. You heard there, connecting via Orange GPRS. And presumably this will take us to the default page. And you can hear a progress indicator there telling us that the page has been downloaded, 0KB. Here we go, 99%. And these announcements are happening automatically. I'm not having to press anything. I know. We've heard a list of links. Maybe I'll just slow Talks down a little bit using Talks key followed by the number 7. So what I'm going to do is use the joystick to navigate. So I'm going to move down, and this will move down to the next object on the page. Okay, not sure what that was. Champions League, I would suspect. Champsel, it said. Quite often you'll find when using online services, words and links and things are abbreviated. So this is my network's kind of default page that they give you.
Your page greater than focus link ringtones.
Okay, focus link is now ringtone, so that would allow us to go and to download a ringtone. Maybe we could do that.
Right double deal with focus link on your page.
Okay, go to your page so you can sign up and have a page with just the links that you want on it. This is something that my network provider offer. Yours may offer different things. So what I'm going to do is access one of my bookmarks just to show you one of the applications, one of the ways in which you might want to use this kind of access. So I'm going to press soft key 1, which brings up the menu.
Options. Open 1/12.
Then arrow down.
Bookmarks 2/12.
There's bookmarks.
Select. Bookmarks, tab sheet 1/2, Orange GPRS 1/22.
Okay, you heard there as well something new, tab sheet 1/2. Talks now tells you if there is another page to the right or to the left of where you are. So you can move in the horizontal plane as well as the vertical plane. We've got a list of items here, and we can use the joystick to move up and down. But if we go to the right or the left, we'll get onto that other tab sheet. So it's a bit like control tab sheets in Windows when you're using your Windows screen reader. So I'm going to just joystick down here.
BBC Weather 2022.
There's the BBC Weather. Let's go and see what the weather's going to be like.
Select.
So I've pressed the middle of the joystick to select, and we're opening my BBC Weather bookmark here now. It's taking a little bit of time. Obviously, this is a mobile connection. You're not on broadband there. There you go. We heard the weather for Preston, which is where I live. Heard the maximum temperature. The wind is a northerly wind. Okay, there are going to be sunny intervals. Okay, maximum temperature is 10, and that'll be degrees C. And the minimum temperature is 2 degrees, so it's going to be pretty nippy overnight. So that was fairly painless. Let's try and do something else. I've got a couple of other things bookmarked here. Bringing up the bookmarks. Let's see, to remember my place there.
Email.
Let's see. Now, there we are, Google. Now, I've found a page, google.com/IE. And the great thing about google.com/IE is it's a very minimal type page. There's very little, well, there's no advertising on it. It also numbers your results as well, which can make navigation easier. So I'm going to try that. So let's do a simple web search, for example. So I've pressed select, and it's going to run. Okay, and you can hear that the edit has focus, so that's the edit field. So, in theory, I should be able to just start typing, I think.
Text A.
Okay, let's see. I'm using the keys on my phone to type blind radio. Just made a typo.
I-N-D-R-A-D-4-O.
Ah. Type up there as well. Okay, so we should be good to go now.
Focus button, Google search.
I've just pressed joystick down, and it's taken me to the focus is now on the button to search. So I'm going to hit select on there. And again, we're just waiting for the page to download. I should say that some pages are really unmanageable. They're too big, too many graphics. But if you can find WAP pages or web pages that are very nicely designed, very efficient, and collect some of those in the bookmarks, you may find that there are certain sites that you're more inclined to visit on your phone, and certain sites that you're more inclined to visit on your PC. You'll only find out through experience. Okay, it sounds like the next page is loaded, so I'm just going to joystick down. And we're not hearing anything at the moment.
Focus, but I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, there we go.
One, focus link, ACB, focus link, radio, focus link, connected.
Okay. That was the first link. Okay, so the first couple of links there are to ACB radio. The point in this level of support for the browser is really to give the blind user the same level of access to a page that a sighted user has. So a sighted user has to use the joystick to keep moving down a bit at a time, and that there isn't a way really to scroll the entire page, so you could read the entire page. And as is the nature of mobile internet technology, occasionally things are a little bit slow, so it is important to be patient. So let's follow one of these links. There we go. I've pressed select on one of these. I think it was one of the ACB radio ones. So the page now downloading. So very easy, as you can hear, to search for things using Google, or I guess you could use another search engine. And it's, you know, you wouldn't want to have a long web surfing session, I wouldn't have thought, with your mobile phone. But if there are specific pieces of information that you want, like stock quotes or latest news or weather or sports results, and you're out and about, then this is obviously going to be particularly useful. I certainly use it for TV listings, for example. If I'm at a friend's house and I want to know what's on TV, and I don't have access to the internet, I can just get up my mobile phone and look this stuff up. Also great for finding out train times. And again, here we go. Here's the ACB radio page.
Image ACB radio logo, image contents, link home, focus, link listen.
Okay.
Focus, link mainstream.
And there we've got the contents at the top of our page.
Focus, link cafe.
And straight away, one of the things that that Torsten mentioned during the interview, and something that perhaps we should do with ACB Radio, is put a skip to content link at the top of the page, because obviously we're going to have to arrow down all the way here to get past the contents. Let's see. Okay. There's a search. And then we should be at the first announcement, which I think is audible.
Announcements.
It's interesting, actually. I'm hearing all these images there, and in fact, my Windows screen reader doesn't tell me about them. So I'm guessing that is web page furniture from our content management system. There is, of course, a lot more you can do with this. For the best performance, the Scansoft folks recommend that you use your phone options to ensure that you're in small screen mode, and also switch off the displaying of images. That way you're more likely to access the alt tags, and it will also speed up the time that it takes for a page to download. That's all we've got time for this week. We will continue this next week and look at some of the other funky new features in the most recent beta, 1.9.9 of Speech Pack Talks from Scansoft. I'm Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the ACB Radio main menu team, until next time, bye for now.